Hey, all, and welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank. I'm here with my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
And today we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 6, Cancel Christmas. We finally have our merger. What do you think of the merged tribes? Anybody really shining?
Hunter, I think. Yeah. You know, he's just done so well in the challenges. And I think he's getting along with everybody pretty well. Pretty good alliances he's got going on.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do really well.
Yeah. I think Tim might be showing a weakness. He was supposed to get Maria on board and she was completely clueless.
Yeah.
And so it feels like he didn't have any plans for the merger.
Right.
And as you can tell, Q is very aggressive.
Yeah.
And so that'll make Tim a target. It'll also make Q a target eventually because he is being way too aggressive right
now. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true.
As for the person voted out, unfortunately, it was one of my favorites.
Yes.
For absolutely no reason, by the way.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, because she happens to say that her favorite is, I can't even remember.
Aubrey.
Now. Aubrey, thank you.
Yep.
She's going to be playing just like Aubrey. That's not how Moira was playing at all.
That was such a lame excuse.
Yeah.
I really thought she was a pretty good player.
Again, I think it's going to splash back on Q at some point. Because she was talking to Q, and Q was just asking her simple questions, and then he took that little bit of information and used it as a reason to get everybody to target her. She was already on the bottom of her tribe, sure, but this was the time where that could be shifted.
Yeah. I just think that had they chose Venus, I think she's more sneaky, and she's very less trustworthy than Moriah would have been.
Yeah,
so,
immediately Venus is rubbing people the wrong way.
Yeah.
She's not going to last long.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into it. So we're going to start off before the merger. We're starting with Green. The tribe, especially Mo, they feel deflated after their first tribal. This is the first time them being there, so they kind of are getting a bit of a shock to the system. Like, hey, we're actually playing a game.
Yeah.
Mariah and Ben talk about how she was the only vote for him, and there was no hard feelings. And I think Ben truly is like, it's fine. I get it. You know, he's one of the few people out there, I think, that understands this is more than just a game.
Right.
So it's fine. The others try to reassure Moira that she is not on the bottom. She's not the target. Despite being left out. And I think we find out later on, that's not necessarily the case. She really is on the bottom.
Yeah.
Again, for almost no reason, except for they needed somebody to be on the bottom.
Right.
And we talked about this with like Charlie and stuff like that. These tribes, except for Purple, have been very kumbaya this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So now that they're finally seeing something, they're having to find somebody to be on the bottom when they haven't even had to think about that at
all. Right. No strategizing or anything, really.
Exactly.
I mean, they haven't had to.
And we've seen this in the past. Matter of fact, we've seen it with the other purple tribe that's done this. The tribe that comes in, you know, battle tested, just thrive immediately.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we see coming into this one, especially.
Yeah.
We go back to purple and then these boats start to roll in and it's time to merge. So what's going on at each tribe at this time is purple is very excited that they survived such a hard start.
Right.
And they're ready to get in there and start playing the game super hard.
Yeah.
Again, a different vibe than at the green and orange tribe. They're like, oh, yeah, we get to have a feast and party with our friends. No, that's not. Even Kenzie, who's been the more chill of them all, is not on board with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Over at green, Moira knows she's on the bottom and thinks this is her chance to kind of move around. And later on in the tribe, I like how she says, like, no, I'm playing for myself, which I think was her, like, she was already done at that point. But she wanted to make it clear, like, I'm not loyal to this tribe.
Yeah, yeah. And yet it looked like it because she wasn't pushing that. She should have sent that message out to them before they got to tribal, you know? So, oh, well.
Now over at Orange, Hunter rushes to find the clue. So what we didn't know, what wasn't really necessarily said, is that his hidden immunity idol would be, you know, revealed if they lose immunity or if you have to drop your buffs.
Right.
Which is very fine line
because
you have about 10 minutes before you get the notice, hey, you got to drop your buffs and pack your bags.
Yeah.
Then we're going to pick you up. So he had about 10 minutes to get everything going and he was on the run.
Oh yeah. He was super panicked.
Yeah. So he goes directly to the place where it's at. Sure enough, there's the clue. He has to get it in front of these steps. Of course, it's right in front of all the tribes. So he's trying to be real chill and sit over there. People are asking him questions and stuff. He slyly digs for the key. He does eventually find it. Liz shows up and he's like, oh my God, Liz, walk away.
Jesus.
And he finds a good excuse. He's like, oh, you know, I left something over here too. And it's all believable.
Yeah.
And he runs to open the box and he gets the idol just in time. You know, it was very clean. He's a hell of a good player. I enjoy watching him. I really hope he shores up his alliances. On the side, by the way, during all this, I mean, we were focused on Hunter, but really Soda and Venus are straight up like fighting, saying like, we used to be friends and stuff like this. What Venus is saying. And I think it's a testament to what we're going to be seeing, not this week, but next week when they need another target. And it's like, okay, we volunteer Mo. It's time for you guys to volunteer somebody. It'll be Venus.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Then we see Green and Purple arrive to the Orange Beach. So Orange is hosting.
Yep.
And that was important because I was wondering, why is Hunter covering up his tracks? He doesn't need to. He's right. leaving. No, he's got people coming. So they'll see that there's a hole there.
Yeah.
Because it's right in the middle of a track. Kenzie is confident that their hard start will give Purple a big advantage.
Yeah, she's very confident. I was like, I don't know.
She has been
so
in the
good.
Past, too. Yeah. There's been times where her and Tiffany are sitting there just being like, you know, Banu will tell you what to do if you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, she doesn't know that also Banu had told one of the other tribes
right.
that, you know, she's leading the she's running the show and, you know, very powerful.
So if, say, Tim utilized that information or whomever was with, it was actually Ben, I think it was, I'm thinking of that tribe, utilizes that information and pushes it, it'll be a problem. But I don't think Ben, I think he told everybody, but they're not like capitalizing
on
it, really.
Yeah, I think it was Ben and Liz, I think.
Liz, you're right, yes. When everybody's together, everyone's hanging out, enjoying the new company. There are no new buffs. This is not actually a merger. We've seen this in the past as well. It's a nice little phase where people can get used to each other, but they have to do a challenge to get the buffs. Right. Now, what do you think of that process?
I like it.
You do?
It's like with a whole new era, you don't get anything for free.
Right.
You have to earn it. So I do like that. Yeah.
I kind of wish. I see what you're saying for sure. I just don't care for the fact that we join them all together. Then we split the tribe up again for a challenge. Yeah. I kind of want them to go into the challenge already split up. And then at that point, like, all right, whoever makes it past this point, you guys are in the merger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of fight it out one last time.
Right.
Venus is very hyped to be playing with new people. She knows that she's been on the outs and not really getting along with anybody. She just had that argument with Soda.
Right.
Soda, who seems to be very domineering in her group. They don't give her a lot of camera time, I've noticed. But anytime they do give her camera time, she's confident with what she's got going on. So something to keep in mind going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Tevin begins to warn the others about, specifically Q and Tiffany, about Venus, saying, be careful, she's aggressive, she's a pain.
Yeah.
Q and Tiff, Tim and Maria, Hunter and Tevin, that six-way alliance, is seeing if they're still on track. And Q approaches Maria about, you know, hey, did Tim talk to you? Did he get anything? Maria, completely oblivious to this.
Yeah.
Even saying so much as, like, Tim's not even the person I would pick to be my, you know, number one in this group.
Yeah.
So it was really weird that Tim picked her at all.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised with that.
Yeah. So right away, of course, Q being on a hyper alert and super aggressive is like, I don't trust Tim.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh boy, Tim, that's not good for you. Tim thinks that some are moving a little too soon. And again, this is because you were having a good old time just camping this whole time.
Right,
Q's been dropping people left and right.
Exactly.
So when you're thinking, oh, people are moving too, too quickly, it's all Purple moving too quickly.
Right.
Solidifying their future.
Because they've been playing this game since day one.
Yeah. And I'm wondering after, if we'll see next week, after their first, everybody's at Tribal now, if we'll start to see a shift in everybody's personalities.
Yeah.
Because I think in the next one, we see like Charlie trying to scramble a little bit. It's not Charlie and Ben doing the name game.
That's going to change.
We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah. That's good. I love that.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
That's when the game finally gets going.
But now we see Venus. She is working in overdrive and she's trying to secure all these alliances. And she's really focusing on Moira at one point. But even Moira is starting to recognize, like, Venus is, you know, the crack, obviously, in her tribe. She's a crack in her tribe.
Yeah.
But she sees, like, Venus is very dangerous and needs to be the next target.
Yeah.
If it's brought up. Charlie and Tim both see that Venus is a threat, too. So it's not something that's just Moira. Everybody's starting to catch it.
Yeah.
Now, Tim finally approaches Maria in about time, about the six-way alliance. Maria is on board, but doesn't want to fully follow Tim's directive.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
They're at the point now, it's an exciting day, everybody's merged.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up like, oh, by the way, I've already kind of sold your soul to this alliance.
Right.
I hope you're on board. Because right away, if I'm hearing that, I'm like, okay, then I'm the sixth person in this, not the higher up one.
Exactly, yeah.
And Tim doesn't seem strong enough to be the fifth person.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem like he's really fighting for his spot either, so why would I want to button up so much?
Absolutely.
If I was someone like Maria, I would look at the other players and see like, okay, who do I really think is going to make it to the end?
Right.
And somebody like Tiffany, I think, is a really well-rounded player.
Yeah.
Not too aggressive, but is always on the right side.
Right.
Would be the right one to go with.
I think Tiffany's going to go a long ways.
Yeah. Q is starting to see that other tribes are way too chill and just not talking strategy at all.
Yeah.
So he approaches Mo to see, you know, what's the vibe over at the Orange Tribe, see how things have been going over there. And she tells him that they are all united. No cracks at all.
Right.
Which she's the crack. And that was a big problem.
That's where she makes the mistake. And he mentions it during tribal council. Yeah. He's like, I gave you that opportunity to tell me that you were the lowest one in there and that you didn't vote along with them at the last tribal and all that. But she didn't, you know.
I can't blame her, though, honestly. I have to agree with her decision on this, being like, I just met you, Q. essentially, yeah. Right? They met on first day, but that doesn't matter. I just met you, and I only people I do know are these people, and yeah, we're fine. I don't want you poking at us. She recognized earlier that Venus was a crack in the relationship.
Yeah.
And now she's seeing this guy who's being aggressive against her. So I kind of get what she's saying, just being like, yeah, we're fine, until she could feel things out.
Yeah,
more.
And I don't think at this point that she really knew she was on the chopping block.
Not at all, yeah.
You know,
I think she's oblivious to it.
She wasn't scrambling for herself so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in these conversations where she says Aubrey's her favorite player, which is a great choice. She's really good.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Q takes that one line and runs with it. Tells the others that she's dangerous. She's going to be playing an Aubrey-style game.
Yeah.
Mostly, I kind of feel like it's surface-level judgment, saying like, oh, you know, she's geeky like Aubrey. She's going to play the Aubrey game. Mo is just not that way. She's not playing that way right now.
Yeah.
She's happy to just be around. So.
Right.
But then from there, we're headed off to our challenge.
Okay. So as we get started with challenge, this is going to be a reward and immunity. Mm-hmm. So they're going to earn their merge buffs and the merge meal.
Yeah.
And so they're going to break up into two teams. They're going to pick rocks. The person with the gray rock will sit out and pick what team they think is going to win. We've seen this before. So we have, once they pick rocks, we have Tiffany got the gray rock. She picks the purple team. The people in the purple team are Hunter, Kenzie, Tim, Tevin, Ben, and Q.
Right.
And in the orange team, we have Mariah, Liz, Charlie, Soda, Maria, and Venus.
Pretty clear. Purple team is way stronger.
Purple team is way stronger for sure. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That was a no-brainer for Tiffany to pick the purple team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just Kinsey and all the guys. I mean, that's crazy.
Even, you know, it's very blatant too. Even Jeff's calling it out. Like purple teams, it's an unfair advantage, honestly.
Right. So,
yeah. Right. But that's just the way the rocks are drawn.
That's the way it is. Yeah. Yeah. They just have to go with it. So, what they have to do is they go under a muddy net to a cart. Push the cart through a field, collecting heavy sandbags along the way. Use the sandbags to get to the top of a tower. Collect the keys, slide down the net, climb a massive boulder. And then two players at a time build a section of a three-section puzzle.
Yeah.
I liked the puzzle.
Yeah, it made everybody get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was kind of hard because it had to be kind of floating to a degree.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So as we get going, we've got Orange ahead. They just blew right through that net. Mm-hmm. You know, they're smaller, so that was their advantage in that piece.
Right.
Is they were just, you know, very small. And then Orange is struggling because gathering the sandbags, that was, you know, a bad thing for them not to have the strength like the purple team had. So they started falling behind there. Purple's now in the lead just because they're able to handle those sandbags so much easier and push that cart so much easier. And then Purple's over the tower quickly. Soda struggles a little bit, you know.
They kind of made it seem in the beginning, you know, that they were struggling with the editing, I'm sure, on this. They were kind of pushing the idea like, oh, wow, maybe Orange is going to pull it. Maybe, you know, the weaker team's going to pull this off, a real Cinderella story.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take, I mean, like when the cart wasn't going over the thing, they were like, oh, look, the cart's not going over the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, we got it. As soon as they got their two gears together, it was a blow off.
Yeah.
It was real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Purple quickly over the boulder. That boulder was huge. Q helping Hunter, you know, get over it the way he's just stretching across.
Those two worked well together.
They worked so well together.
That's a duo to be careful for.
Yeah. Tim and Tevin now working on the puzzle. So at this point, they're already at the puzzle. Soda up over the boulder, and then she helps each other. The last one, I think, was Charlie, and they kind of had to make like a human ladder.
Yeah.
To get Charlie, because that's tough when it's the last person.
So much focus on that, though. That's just burning a puzzle
crazy.
Time.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Kenzie and Ben now completing the second section. So, you know, we've already got people going on the second section before we have Orange over there even starting on the first.
Yeah.
Then we get Maria and Liz starting on the puzzle for Orange. Then Soda and Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben and Kenzie they're struggling, on the puzzle. And then we also, at this point, have Hunter and Q that's finishing up for the orange team.
As we've talked about in the past, Hunter is always at the end.
He's always at the end.
And then even when the purple wins, obviously, right? Yeah. We know it's coming, but even when purple wins, Jeff says Hunter and the purple team win. It's like, stop saying Hunter.
I know. And Tevin saying Hunter's a puzzle whiz.
I know. It's like,
and it's like, don't point it out.
I'm pretty sure Hunter hasn't told anybody like, oh yeah, I've got puzzles at home.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has been keeping that quiet.
And you know, Orange caught up pretty good. For Venus far behind, they did have Venus and Charlie working on it while Hunter and Q's working on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Q was just handing those puzzle pieces to Hunter and he was just throwing them in. And they great just, teamwork. The two of them work so yeah. well together. So, yes, purple wins. They get their merge buff. They get the merge meal. Orange is going to tribal. Everybody, everyone votes, but the purple tribe has immunity.
Yeah, the whole, all so of the purple tribe, including Tiffany, are immune.
Yeah.
Again, I like to shout these out whenever they do happen. This is proof that this stuff is not scripted, because ideally the script would either be orange team pulls it out and wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a Cinderella story, or it would have been a much more even draw. The fact that purple was easily predicted to win and they do win shows that this is actual reality TV. And yeah. I always like when that, yeah. that stuff's put up. Because you get those too. People that are like, oh, wrestling's fake. So Survivor, it's not.
Yeah.
All right. Let's head back to our tribes here. The losers, the merch tribes are all going to be heading in one direction, but the losers are going to keep going towards their camp while the
yeah.
winners go and feast. They talk about how, you know, there's six there, 3v3. And Mo wants to seem non-threatening as possible. So she's trying to pitch like, oh, this and that, different things going on. She says the main thing is that nobody who's eating right now says my name.
Right.
Let's go check out the winners are doing. Kenzie reflects on how Purple went from the out into a feast and how they're yeah. kind of in a power move, really. They're,
oh, yeah,
they're
for the sure.
swing vote. And Hunter is missing a team vote, and Tevin's got an extra vote. Now, right. those two are in a very good alliance. So hopefully Tevin can use his vote to make up for Hunter's missing vote. Is right. the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst the winners, Venus is recognized as a major threat and kind of a little bit of just a pain and yeah. thorn in the side. Green doesn't necessarily want to pick one of theirs to give up as a target, but finally they say Mo. So
yeah,
this is another one of those situations where it's unfortunate, but they just had to pick the person that was on the outs on the last mm-hmm. vote to just throw up out there. And then yeah. they didn't really, you know. And so it's basically between Mo and Venus. And yeah. I noticed that, again, not to bash on Tim, but he didn't defend the green side very well.
Yeah, he really didn't.
He was just like
long before he threw her name out.
Yeah. When somebody else is like, well, why are you giving it up so fast or whatever? Something along those lines. He says, well, we'll go with this one first and then we'll go with that one next. Don't ever assume next vote is something different than what right. you're doing right now.
Right.
You just should threw be her fighting. Name out.
Yeah. yeah.
And so I really have a feeling that Tim, maybe Maria will stick with it, but I don't think Tim's going to be part of that six alliance for long.
Yeah.
Not just seeing how well Q and Hunter worked well together. It's,
right.
Those two are too tight. It's right. not going to work.
Yeah. He's yeah. already thrown one of the green team under the bus. So yeah. yeah.
When the tribes unite, Tim and Charlie discuss the vote. Charlie doesn't want to vote Mo, but Tim is set, and Charlie knows it's a really bad time to rock the boat.
Yeah.
So he's going to be kind of just going with the tribe. Venus hears Mo is the vote, and she's not necessarily on board, which I'm just like, girl, if it's not her, it's you.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
mess with this.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiffany strictly tells her, like, you do not want to poke this bear. Trust me, yeah. it'll be you.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen somebody so directly say, like, trust me, you're going to be a vote soon.
Yeah.
But her whole thing, and she has a valid point, is that the women are going to be outnumbered by the men pretty
right.
soon.
Right.
It's a valid point, but we've seen before, we've seen countless times since this podcast even, the girl alliance, quote unquote, that they always put together. It's surface deep because it's not about girl or boy alliance. It's right. about who do you click with.
Right.
And just like with, like, right now we're seeing Q, Kenzie, and Tiffany click together so well.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, girl or boy alliance. Right. Those three are going to be really tight.
Yeah.
And trying to base things off of gender is not going to win out on this.
Exactly. And they've always pretty much had Charlie with them, you know? Yeah.
And so she's trying to get Charlie out now. It's just yeah. not going to go well.
Yeah.
Kenzie warns Q about Venus trying to shake things up. And Venus is now a target, not necessarily the target.
Right.
And so that's kind of what we're going at. Is it Venus or Mo? And I, again, after the shenanigans that are going on here at the end,
mm-hmm.
knowing Mo is going out now, I think for sure Venus is going out next.
Yeah. yeah. I like the way that Tim's trying to comfort her. And it's like, dude, you're the one that threw her name under the bus. And then yeah. all of a sudden you're trying to comfort her. You know, it's not cool.
This is what we've been waiting for. Seeing more of these other tribe people. Because we've been seeing a lot of purple lately. Banu and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so now we're starting to see more of Tim's personality and how much that's not going to hold up against other players.
Right.
And stuff. We're starting to flush these people out.
Yeah.
Flush them out. All right. How's tribal going?
Okay. So as we start tribal, Jeff just, he says it's a difficult decision when more than half are safe. And that is tough. You know, you've got everybody voting and, you know, you've only got six people that you're voting for.
Yeah.
Tevin says, yes, even though I'm safe, you have to be careful who you're voting for because you're not going to be safe every time. Mm-hmm. So it really needs to be thought out. So Q says that he's just happy that he's safe, but he was surprised how fast that when they were having their merge feast, as soon as they got done eating, they started strategizing.
Yeah.
And so he knows that even though he's safe, it's very easy that his name will be thrown out there.
Right.
Charlie just says he's listening and that if he hears his name, he knows he's got to get to work. He didn't feel like he had to strategize because they were just whispering and he felt like he was pretty safe.
But you can't just be safe. You can't not hear your name and think everything's fine.
I know.
Because you have alliances
around
you.
That's scary. Yeah. Venus just saying, if the kings of the castles say your name, you have to try to get the target off your back. So her saying that, meaning Tim, Q, and Hunter.
Right.
But they didn't like that. You know, they kind of were surprised that she was throwing them out like that. And, you know, I don't know. She's not going to be around very long. I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And Purple just says, Hunter just says Purple has the numbers. So they're basically going to choose if it's green or orange, which that's a good way to play it.
Yeah. And it's funny to think that Purple has the numbers. And this is something that people who are new to Survivor don't quite catch, that it's like sometimes coming in as the underdog means that you get to pick who wins.
Yeah.
And so in this case, it's very much that Purple, who survived this whole thing, come in and get to choose who goes home. And one thing is for sure, it's not going to be Purple.
Right.
You would assume in a perfect world, why doesn't green and orange just team up and take out the last three of the Purple
guys? You would think.
Especially with how aggressive they're being around camp.
Absolutely.
They're all way too aggressive right now.
Yeah.
But that's just not how Survivor works.
That's just so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Mariah, this is where she's like, well, I'm on the bottom of green. I was blindsided, you know, a poor me kind of thing.
Yeah.
That should have been done at camp. When they were trying to figure out who they're going to vote out, it's just a little too late. And Q lets her know that, you know, he was saying, I don't know if she's telling the truth. I asked her, you know, what went on at Tribal, and I was told that the vote was unanimous. And so
this is Q just showing up numbers. If I'm being honest, this is just making sure that Q gets his vote the right way.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think Q actually saw Moa as a threat. He just saw somebody that he could use as a target to make sure they get past that first vote and kind of start cracking up the other tribes, I think.
Absolutely.
Which
if you can target somebody and you know it's not yourself, pretty much regardless who it is.
It's a good move. It's just that it's my person, so I'm not happy about it.
I know. I'm sorry. So she just keeps saying, I'm playing for myself. I want the merge buff.
Right.
You know, but it's just a little too late.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, Charlie says, I also heard whispers, but, you know, I just went ahead and played the game and, you know, didn't feel too worried. So, he's actually just mentioning that a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Venus heard my name a lot. It's terrifying. If they're smart, they're going to want to keep me around. Like, girlfriend, you bring are not nothing what to you the think you are.
Yeah, she has brought nothing to the table.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when Banu's like begging for someone to help him out. And it's like, no, you have to come with something. You have to be good at tribal. You have to be good at alliances or social games. She's nothing, not any of those.
She really isn't. And then we've got Mariah just trying to like seal the deal and keep pitching her case. And I'm the most honest person at tribal. I feel satisfied with the message to everybody. That's great that she did the message, but I think they pretty much know who they want to go at this point.
But I got to give it to her. At least she's trying because we've seen Jim last episode or in the past few episodes, we've seen people who just give up at tribal.
Yeah.
Or like even Banu, who we knew was going home. They didn't even bother voting. Like fight for yourself up there. Don't just sit there and cower out. You know,
you
could have pleaded to Q and find a reason to stay or something like that.
Yeah.
But at least she's trying. And so, you know, that was nice to see because we're at the point now in the game where only the real survivors are supposed to be at this point.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
At this point, it's time to vote. And Tevin has two votes. Hunter has no votes. And Mariah plays her shot in the dark, which she is not safe.
Yeah.
Had she been safe, the outcome would have been totally different.
Yep.
Venus has one. We see later that she actually has two, which was Charlie and Mo. And Mariah has six. So Mariah's out.
Yeah, it would have been Venus out if that shot in the dark worked.
Right.
And then I think they go back to camp and all of a sudden one tribe is down one and Mo would have been the person they could bring over to their side.
Yeah.
Because they would have shored up the numbers. It would have flipped to who was on the weak side. They would have promised her the world. She would have gone over to basically Venus's spot.
Yeah.
She plays along with others a lot better than Venus does. So I think it would have really been a big game changer for her to just go one more week. But here we are.
I think so too. One thing that they mentioned on Facebook that I totally agree with is in this situation, like they should, to me, they should just split up to two tribes. I don't like the three tribes. I feel like we go into mm-hmm. the merger too soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only taken five people out. We're only, what, day 12, and we're merging already.
Well, because I think they've done it in the past, where they shift it, they shake up the tribes, right? And then they merge afterwards. The only problem I have with that is, when they merge afterwards, you're not sure if old tribe alliances are strong or if second tribe alliances are strong.
Right.
It kind of makes it to where you're not rooting for anybody anymore. Because in this one, I'm kind of rooting for that purple tribe, the three fighters, to do well because they've earned it at this point, right?
Right.
But if they shook things up and, like, say Q went to green and the other two went to orange and then they got back together, I wouldn't care that those three are together again.
Right.
I wouldn't care as much as I care right now.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they thought, like, oh, you know what? We're noticing that people, I wonder why they're doing that.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what Jeff says.
I don't know. You like it with three, though.
I think I do like it with three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else from Facebook?
Let's see. So they just talked about that. A lot of people preferred Venus to be voted out instead of Mariah. And still most of them, or a lot of them, not a fan of the 90-minute shows. It just at some points gets kind of boring because, you know, it's just to some people, it's too long of a show.
Especially in an episode like this where it's so dedicated to just conversations and hanging out at camp, meeting each other. It was a lot of that in this one. So that's fair.
And more Hunter fans. Yay, Hunter.
Yep.
with On Fire, they were just talking about how the drawing the rocks, you know, how wild that was because it was so lopsided.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jeff is saying that visually it looks lopsided, but, you know, as they execute the puzzle and things like that, sometimes it's not.
Right.
You know, because people's skills are different. They were talking about, somebody asked about who chooses the titles. That's the producers.
Mm-hmm.
They choose it basically after watching the show. And there might be some line or phrase or something that one of them say, and that's how they end up with that. And let's see.
So why was this one chosen? Because it was Christmas is canceled or something?
Yeah, somebody had said that, I believe. I did not catch that at all. So we'll have to catch that.
Yeah.
Do the editors know who is the sole survivor prior to editing, to the editing process? Yes, they do.
Okay.
So they do the whole show. Of course, we've talked about that before. Yeah. And then it's edited, basically storytelling around who's going to win at the end. So,
yeah. Which we've talked about in the forum. I'm not going to say who they're picking. I can't help it. I got, at this point now, I have to see what the editors or the Reddit, I think it's called, whatever, the groups that watch the edit and have like mathematical equations.
Yeah.
And I can't help but see what they're discussing because it's fascinating. They're playing a game like kind of like fantasy football fans for football.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating what they're saying. I'm not going to say who they're picking, but it's a pretty
interesting. One person, it's not who they're saying, but they talked about how much Kinsey's been getting, you know, airtime. So, and she really is.
She is. Yeah.
So I don't know, but that's not the one we touched.
That's not the one that the Redditors are saying.
That's not the one they mentioned.
But it's interesting. Look it up if you guys want to. Again, it's just kind of like football and fantasy football is the best example of it. We both love football. Dallas Cowboys all day.
Yep.
But we also used to play a lot of fantasy football, and that makes it where you care about Aaron Rodgers a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or whoever, Tom Brady or something like that, a little bit more, you know, so it's just fun to see that deeper side of it. Cool. All right, so as for next week, Q seems to be a problem. I think people are starting to realize that.
Yeah.
And we've got a double elimination, which I really always like those ones, too.
I love those.
How did your favorites do?
My favorites did good. Hunter, you know, he's a beast at challenges. Hopefully not going to end up putting a target on his back for being so well at challenges. And then my other one's Maria. So, you know, they're both doing okay.
She's got a new alliance and she gets to choose whether or not she's going to stick with it or not.
Yeah.
Mine, not so great. So Soda was fighting with Venus. I don't think Venus is going to need traction, but if Venus does happen to get traction, she'll target Soda. There's no doubt on that.
Yeah.
And then as for Mo, she walked out the door.
Yeah,
so unfortunately we're out of Maria or Moira. That is one benefit. Is we won't get that mixed up anymore. It's just a shame. I thought she was a really good, she was a fun player. She just hadn't had a chance to really play yet. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are that way.
Yeah, so. I agree.
That's nothing else from On Fire, right?
Is nope, it? We're done.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for us this week. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.